This is Chelsea Lane Wells reading Hobbies Include, number 5, the BB Special New Year's Edition by Brian Allen Ellis. Hobbies include sexually identifying as maybe the only sad person in this world who thinks sexual healing is the least sexy song of all time. Hobbies include refusing the advice of others because being talked out of making poor self-destructive decisions is so not chill. Hobbies include singing along to Madonna's Express Yourself, but changing the word express to depress. Hobbies include maintaining an Instagram account where parents of childless authors are pictured lovingly cradling blanket-wrapped copies of their kids' newly published books in a hospital setting. Hobbies include angrily drop-kicking garbage cans at work. Hobbies include getting drunk off peppermint schnapps and then beating someone repeatedly using cat furniture before jumping out of a window. Hobbies include saying, "Hey, look on the bright side," while thinking, "Darkness imprisoning me, all that I see, absolute horror." Hobbies include existing solely inside something called a, quote, harshed buzz zone. Hobbies include frantically searching for my car keys before realizing that I'm actually just a loser who doesn't even own a car. Hobbies include waiting for the stoned Jamaican delivery guy to call saying he's lost, even though he delivers Chinese food to my apartment, like, a lot. Hobbies include binge-watching random YouTube videos of Beavis and Butthead binge-watching random music videos while asking myself, well, how did I get here? Hobbies include getting mac and cheese tattooed in old English lettering on my lower back with the Great Value logo placed directly above it so you know I'm lit as fuck. Hobbies include launching a Kickstarter campaign to help fund a product called Struggies, which is like a Snuggie, but basically just a torn blanket from childhood that crazy depressed adults can cry into. Hobbies include suffering fits of psychic terror tempered occasionally by general malaise. Hobbies include angrily throwing burnt chicken against the wall while at work. Hobbies include getting upset when others show enthusiasm over dumbass shit, mostly because they're capable of getting excited about something, whereas I am just miserably dead inside. Hobbies include reviewing a magazine's masthead while urgently whispering to myself, must identify the leader of this operation and take them down. Hobbies include gauging the level of my own full of shittedness by the amount of times I use the word absolutely in conversation. Hobbies include asking people to endorse me on LinkedIn for being skilled at narcissistic crying while spiritually drowning in the muck of life. Hobbies include singing alone to the song that goes, taking care of business every day, but changing the word business to a business. Hobbies include spending my entire life in search of non-existent selfies where the fro I've always wanted but could never grow looks dope. Hobbies include being crippled by random thoughts of one day coming home to find my cat inexplicably murdered. Hobbies include going to a library or bookstore and reading the first paragraph of a popular novel and saying, oh, fuck you, to it, and then putting it back on the shelf. Hobbies include saying, we make an awesome team, while thinking, oh, God, don't look at me. Hobbies include self-identifying as the soul of a dead clown. Hobbies include being whatever about everything I used to enjoy or love and not having the energy or desire to get into any new shit. Hobbies include hoping that when I die, instead of my life, every Nicolas Cage meme ever created flashes before my eyes.